CEO Nancy Agee says yes, a better flow of PPE supplies, universal masking on premises, temperature checks, and an isolated ward for COVID patients is also why she says Carilion Clinic will not shut down non-essential services like it did over the summer.
We have no intent, and I think we can do this very safely, to eliminate procedures, either surgical procedures or imaging procedures, visits to our primary care practices and the like.
The lack of elective surgeries and primary care visits also cut into Carilion's revenue stream and led to short-term universal pay reductions from AG on down.
I wouldn't say it's business as usual. It's business as unusual, but we are much, much better prepared for the current surge and for any future spike. The good news is that there's actually better treatments. We know how to treat patients. We have a plan in place.
AG also says they've seen evidence of health issues in patients that couldn't come in over the summer to receive the care or treatment they needed. Jean Morano, WFIR News.